Hey everyone, you're back in the cafe with me. It's the year end cafe, which means we get four in the month of December. I have my very favorite band member in the cafe with me.
You say that to all the band members. I know you do.
Well, I don't say it to all the guys, but you know what? We have a special bond, Rog, you and I. You know,
we do.
And I love having you in the cafe, and I love having you in the year-end cafe because we get to discuss all these great things that happen. And certainly we have more. We definitely have more to discuss this year-end than last year-end, which was sort of like a sad year-end. So I'm going to kick it off. I'm going to kick it off with what you think the event of the year was. It could be personal. It could be whatever you want it to be. So it's your year-end cafe.
The event of the year. I mean, one of the things that really affected me was the passing of Charlie Watts of the Stones. For me, that was quite a big event. It was a shock. He was certainly one of my biggest heroes. I've got to say that he was a big inspiration to me. So Charlie passing away was really a tough moment for me, I've got to say. And it kind of felt like the end of an era somehow with the Stones. I know they're carrying on.
Yeah.
But I can't imagine it will ever be the same without our dear Charlie playing the drums. So that was a huge event for me and totally unexpected.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a shame I didn't get to meet him again, actually, in the last years of his life. We could never quite make it happen. We were supposed to meet up, but it never quite happened. The last time I met him was in 85 when we were recording the Arcadia record.
Oh, wow.
So I really wanted to catch up with him again. And the thing I was going to ask him was, how do you still play the drums at nearly 80 years old? Because, you know, because it is a physical thing and it gets tougher as you get older, and I really wanted to ask him how he still did it.
Mm.
But I never got to ask that question.
Oh, my.
Which was disappointing.
And they have long set lists. They also have a long set list, the Stones. You know, he wasn't just playing for an hour. He would play for two and a half hours. Yeah. Wow.
Exactly, yeah. Well, I think he was probably the master of economy. I think he played in a very economically... in an economical way. So I think he was very good at preserving his energy and not kind of going crazy in the first, you know, 20 minutes of the show, I imagine.
Yeah.
That's how we did it. But very, very, very sad. So that was one of the events that really was big for me. The other one has to be the rollout of the vaccine. And, I was one of the first in the queue to have mine, I have to say. I know there's a lot of people who don't like it and don't go. You know, I've got very close people that are still unvaccinated and they don't feel it's right for them. And I understand that totally. But for me, that was a big thing this year. And it was the first time that I thought, you know, we can conquer this thing with science.
Right.
So that was a big event for me, seeing the first person have their vaccination was a huge moment.
That was very huge. I think you expressed that very well, that there are still some people who feel like, you know, a vaccination allows the government to track you or that it isn't for them. And I always want to respect everybody's opinion. But a good friend of mine works in a hospital in Rhode Island, which is a small state. If you're listening outside of the United States, it's the smallest state in the United States. And just in one evening recently, she had 6 cases in the emergency room of positive COVID. And I just don't want anyone to get that sick, let alone, you know, preventably sick, right? Because now there's possibly, and no, and I said to her, were any of them vaccinated? And she said, no. So of course it's everybody's personal decision, but I don't want anyone to get sick. No. Those are very,
so, yeah, big moment. I think that was a big moment. And I think when we look back in history, I think we'll see that hopefully as a huge turning point.
Well, jumping to a more frivolous question is, was there a movie you saw in 2021? Might not have come out in 2021, but is there a movie that you absolutely love this year?
Well, I didn't go to the cinema a lot this year, I have to say. The first time I went, I was in Florida, actually, and the UK was in total lockdown. You couldn't go to a movie theater, you couldn't go to a restaurant, you couldn't go to a pub, you couldn't go to anything. But I was in, luckily, I found myself in Florida for a short while.
Right.
And we went to the cinema, which at the time felt amazing, just be sitting in a movie theater, because, you know, in Florida, you know, all the restrictions have been very, very loose.
Yeah.
So it was like, wow, I miss this so much. And it was actually to see King Kong with Julian.
I remember you sent me a picture of you sitting in the theater. And I'm like, are you in a movie theater? It was like you had landed on the moon, because I hadn't yet gone to the movie.
Yeah, I was sending the picture back to people in London. Look, I'm in a movie theater.
And I was like, are you in the movies? And you're like, yes. I'm like, no. It was so exciting.
That was a really exciting moment.
But how was the movie?
The next one I went to see was No Time to Die, the Bond movie.
Oh, wasn't that great?
Which I loved, actually. That has to be my movie of the year. And I've not been a big Bond fanatic over the last few years. And I wanted to go and see Daniel Craig's last movie, because they say it's going to be the last one. I wanted to go into the last one with not huge expectations, but I thought it was amazing. I thought it was really, really great. Really enjoyed it. We went to see a movie theater with a great sound system.
Mm.
So the action parts of the movie were just incredible. So I love that.
Did you go with Julian or just with friends?
No,
or?
I went with Gisella, and she loved it as well. She absolutely loved it.
So I had a super bad parenting moment in that I took both my children and spent almost the whole movie covering Hayden's eyes.
it was a big mistake.
And she didn't sleep that night. You know, it was too much. And it's funny because you said sound, because I think what was the hardest for her is it was loud. And it was ominous. It was the sound. She was sitting, she had her little fingers in her ears. And I'm like, I am the worst.
My jaw was a bit like that with King Kong, I have to say.
Because it was so loud, right? Yeah.
So loud. Wow. Yeah, I was literally covering my ears, but Julian loved that one.
Oh, that's so funny.
So I thought it was great. Yeah, really, really good. There's only one thing I would change. You know, when he goes into head office.
Yeah.
And he comes out and he's parked his car on a double yellow line.
Yeah.
I don't know if you noticed that, but we have double yellow lines. And usually if you park on the yellow line, 99.9% of the time you'll come out and you'll get a parking ticket or a clam.
Yeah.
And he just came out and he got in his car and drove off. But I think he should have come out and he should have got the parking ticket.
I agree. That would have been funny.
It would have been so funny, wouldn't it? That?
Yeah, because when he went back into the head office, he was not 007 anymore. So he didn't have clearance maybe to park.
Right,
there.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Diplomatic clearance.
That's
They missed a trick there, I think.
They did. That's a good one, Raj. What was the best book you read this year?
Oh, yeah, I thought about this actually. My favorite book of the year was called Think Like a Monk by Jay Shetty.
Okay.
An Indian writer.
Okay.
British Indian. And he's been to India and he's done the whole retreat and he studied Buddhism and all that. And it's a book, actually. I picked it up on the airport. I thought, that looks like an interesting read, especially in our current situation with the world in such a difficult place. And I loved it, I have to say, and I couldn't put it down. Once I started reading it, it was so informative and so inspirational. I haven't become a Buddhist yet, but it was certainly a great
Your buddy Brian is mostly, he could tell you all that you need to know and recommend more books to you. He would say, Brian, yeah. He would say that he's not, and I shouldn't say that he is, but he follows Buddhism and he doesn't think he does the work, the right amount of work to call himself a Buddhist, because he's very hard on himself. But he definitely, that's his, you know, religion, Buddhist philosophy. And I think he does.
Yeah. I've always been quite interested in it, I have to say. Never been hugely religious, but I've always thought the Buddhist way of thinking was a great way of living. And I always remember that Richard Gere was, he said that he was into Buddhism. That's quite interesting. But I like the fact that whatever you put into life, you get back from it. You know, it's all about karma. What you give out comes back. And I've always loved that, I have to say.
Oh, you and Bri Guy will have something new to talk about when we see each other. Now, the best music you've heard this year. I know you've been listening a lot to your own music. So
certainly have.
So what did you have time? Yes, of course. Did you have time for anything else? You could, of course, say your own album.
I mean, I didn't feel like there a lot of stuff came out this year. I mean, I guess because of the whole lockdown and everything the year before. I didn't feel that there was loads of stuff coming out, but probably my favorite band that I always talk about them is London Grammar, came out with another great record, Californian Soil.
Yeah.
Which I thought was just beautiful. It's another beautiful album. I love Hannah Reid, and I just love what the guys do, you know, not in the background, but the soundscape that they create. Voice is always incredible. And I don't think this album disappointed. So that was my album pick for the year. And interestingly enough, I keep hearing this record from Tears for Fears.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Called The Tipping Point.
Yeah.
And I love it. I can't say that I've particularly been interested in a Tears for Fears record since the 80s.
Right.
But I've heard this song on the radio a few times, and I think it's amazing. And I think it's probably one of the best things I've heard this year.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's so nice. I don't know that they've really put out much since the 80s. I think they had Sowing the Seeds of Love, which might have been late 80s. And then they didn't.
Yes.
There's a whole real sad thing, if you want to look it up, about Roland Orzabal's partner.
Yes, I read about that.
Yeah, that was so upsetting. And I think that informed that song. I don't know for sure, but wow, Raj. Yeah. I love
I've got to say, they're one of the bands that I really loved in the 80s as well, I have to say.
Me too.
One of the bands that were a little bit more deep and interesting. Mm-hmm. You know, they had the pop songs.
Yeah.
But they also had a bit of a kind of deeper introspective side to them that I always loved. So it's good to hear them coming back again.
I know. I think so. You know who I saw? It's your cafe. I'm hijacking it. Oh, I told you. I saw Genesis the other night.
Oh, yeah.
And they don't have any. Most certainly the last time. It was hard to see Phil like that. It really was. He, because I remember him in the 80s as having such a big personality and very sort of whimsical almost and funny. And
quite youthful. He's always very youthful, wasn't he?
Yeah. And he looks, know he's 70. Yeah, boyish. That's a good word. He's 70, but he looks like he's like 85. Really. And it was sad. But his son, whoa, what a drummer. My goodness.
Really?
Unbelievable. Yeah, unbelievable.
He was going to play at the Albert Hall a couple of years ago. And we had tickets for it. But apparently in the day of the show, he fell over in his hotel room.
Right, and cut his head.
Cut his head open or something.
Yeah.
I never got to see the show, but I'd love to go and see it.
I think they're coming back. I'm a big Genesis fan. You should ask your friend, Mr. Giddings. I'm pretty sure they're coming to back your way in like February, March.
Okay.
It was definitely... I'll check it out. Yeah, it was definitely worth seeing. It was very proggy. It was not, if you wanted to hear Genesis hits, they didn't play them. They didn't play Abacab. They didn't play Paper Late. They didn't play Misunderstanding. They didn't play
Man. I love Misunderstanding.
Me too.
That's my favorite.
They didn't play that. No. But the musicianship was phenomenal. Anyway, you should go.
Maybe it's going to be next year's cafe.
Yes, it could be. What was your favorite Duran Duran moment? There's so many to choose from in 2021.
Well, you took the words out of my mouth there because just so many great moments came up. You know, playing live again, playing at Austin City Limits was incredible. Playing at the Isle of Wight, playing up in Birmingham.
Oh, yeah.
They're all huge moments. And having been away for 2 years, they were just incredible, the shows, I have to say. But the number one moment has to be the album release. I wasn't quite sure whether we were going to get there this year with everything that was happening, but suddenly there was kind of like a window where we could finish it, and we mixed it. And, you know, our management and the record company did a great job in getting the album out. And that was a great moment, I think. And we suddenly had this wave of appreciation for the record as well, which none of us really foresaw, I don't think. Because, you know, you can make an album that you think is the bee's knees, you know.
Right.
Great record. But it's, I always say it's not until it's out there that you really know if it's any good or not.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, straight from the get-go, you know, we came out to New York and we started to do a bit of press there. And we just started to get really positive vibes back from everybody.
Uh-huh.
And the reviews have been really good.
Really good.
Yeah. So I think the release of the album has to be the number one moment.
That's so cool. I like that. I think that it was a big buildup, let's just say, right? We waited a long time. And that day was really special to me. Like when I woke up the morning of October 22nd, I'm like, it's here. Like this day is very exciting.
And we kind of, the tracks were kind of being drip fed, weren't they? So like you'd hear Invisible.
Yeah.
And then what was the second thing that came out?
More Joy.
More Joy came out, exactly. And people liked that.
Yeah.
And then Anniversary came out. And, you know,
people liked that. And then Tonight United. Like that
as well. So they start to get a sneaking feeling that it was going to be a good record. You know?
Did you like that? That sort of singles, a bunch of singles out before the album? Did you think that worked?
I think it did, actually. I think it did, because it drew a lot of people to the record.
I agree.
We've never done it like that before, and we were a little bit surprised when we heard, you know, the way it's done now.
Yeah.
I mean, what was it? How many years since the last record?
Six.
6 years. I mean, the industry changed in 6 years, and it was suddenly, this is the way we do it now.
Right.
But I think it really worked for us.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a whole band's career, usually 6 years, isn't it?
Yeah, yes.
Ridiculous.
I'm hopeful that the next album, I'm hopeful there will be, and that it won't be as long. That's what I'm hopeful for.
Yeah, me too.
Definitely.
Well, what if, do you... if we have another long lockdown, there might be another album coming soon.
I know. Oh, God forbid. What are you looking forward to the most in 2022?
I think it would have to be, I think I will say this actually, is getting out and playing live again.
Yeah.
Yeah. It has to be that, doesn't it?
Mm, that's what Simon said also.
Yeah, yeah. Because we've spent a lot of time kind of hermiting away, you know, making the record, being in lockdown. We've managed to do a handful of shows, but I'd love to get out next year if all goes well and get out and do some proper touring. You know, we'd love to come back to America. We've got quite a lot planned in Europe for next year, as you know. We'd love to get to Australia. Yeah, Italy. We'd love to go to Italy, see all those lovely Italian fans that we have. So yeah, I think it's getting out into the world again and
getting, you know, out there,
having a good succession of shows rather than just kind of show here and a show there.
Yeah.
Great to do like a good, you know, a good tour would be good.
Yeah, that would be good.
That's it, I think.
You guys haven't been to Australia, where I frequently get emails, in a long time, but that with COVID and that might be a hard one to get to, you know, the Australasia.
They're quite tough down there, aren't they?
Yeah.
That
leg might be difficult. Really
tough with borders and everything. So, yeah, that could be a tough one. But, you know, who knows in a year or two, they might let us back in.
Maybe. You're worth it. Well, Raj, I thank you so much for being in the cafe. It's always a pleasure. You're the sweetest. I want to wish you and your family a very happy holiday and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year and all those. Do you have any big holiday plans this year or just laying low? Well, I guess you have to lay low, don't you?
Well, we could travel now, actually.
You could. I didn't realize.
We could actually travel. But I don't know. We are going to stay here. We're going to spend some time with my parents.
Oh, nice.
We're going to see them for Christmas. And I've got some family coming over from South America.
Oh, very nice.
So it's going to be a London Christmas.
Aw, you're a good host.
Let's hope it snows.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't ever Does it snow usually? It's been cold enough.
You know what? It tends to snow just when you kind of want it to be spring. Right. Once you've got over Christmas and you've got over January and you over February. Here comes the snow. Yeah. About 2 months too late.
I hear you. Well, give everybody hugs and kisses, especially Luna, the celebrity dog. Give
a hug. Dog, yeah.
Yeah, give hugs and kisses to everybody. And we'll see you back in the cafe, not till April. So you'll send me some pictures so I can let fans know how you're doing.
Yeah, okay.
All right. You take care. All right.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Bye.